Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, welcome to Indeed. I'm Mike Hamley, here to talk some independent wrestling with you, and of course my wonderful co-host as always, Righteous Reg. How are you doing this week? You're muted. Hey, there we go, he's unmuted.
Am I unmuted? Am I here?
You're here.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, Righteous Reg, in the building. Very excited about this. It's Wednesday, Mike. A very busy week of pro wrestling. Very busy week of independent pro wrestling. So we're here to talk about it. More specifically, we're here to talk about my favorite independent wrestling promotion in the world. Very excited. We got a very high, impactful show with a spotlighted match, Mike, that's been talked about. There's been some great retrospective videos. There's been some great music videos. This Chris Hero and Tim Thatcher match, man, it's got people excited out here.
Rightfully so. Like, Chris Hero hasn't wrestled a match in, let's see, when exactly was it? Let's look at the last one.
Yeah. I know it's been a while, but it's
literally March of 2020, when the world shut down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. NXT UK was... Yeah, last thing he did. So
it's funny because, you know, I be at West Coast Pro pretty frequently backstage around the place when events are happening. And ever since Chris Hero has gotten here, it's been like, yo, when's the match? Are you retired? The first thing I said was, are you retired? And he was like, no, nothing at all. Not even close to it. So I always kind of knew this moment was going to happen. And so after that, it always been like, well, when's it going to happen? What's up? What's going to? And he would always, you know, big time, he kayfabe me. It's Chris Hero. I like it. It's whatever. Yeah. And so this moment finally happens and he's feeling good and everybody's feeling good. And I'm like, man, it's finally going to happen. And for him to choose West Coast Pro as the moment, I think is a big thing, Mike, because he could have had this in, you know, AEW at this point. If we're like keeping it 1,000, a billion, a gazillion here, he could have had this match in AEW in a different moment and a different kind of thing, but he chose this promotion that he's been doing a lot of work with. That shows the importance of West Coast Pro. That shows the importance of the work he's been doing. And that just shows how important West Coast Pro is outside, you know, that it's considered high enough on his list that he would do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I it's funny, actually, kind of read my mind because I was thinking the very same thing. It's like, yeah, he could, it's Chris Hero. He could literally have picked probably anywhere he wanted to have this match. I'm sure any promoter, you know, even on TV, you know, you know, his boss at AEW, I'm sure would have loved to have Chris Hero's first match back. So, speaks a lot about West Coast Pro. There's so much cool stuff going on over there, though. Like, we've talked about them pretty much every month since we started the show. Mm-hmm. It's a promotion that the minute you watch it, you're kind of like stuck, you know. You kind of just set aside the time every month to find your, you know, to either to watch it live or to hit the replay.
Right.
Something I even noticed when I was, because I've been doing their keeping an eye on the live chat, you know, just make sure it's, you know, in order, because people on the internet be saying the wild shit sometimes. The amount of people that come into that chat that are like, oh, okay, this is their first time here, I'm not really familiar with this person, but then I'll see them the next month. Now it's been really it's been a very interesting case study on my part, just from being like in their live chat doing the shows while they've been on YouTube. So you may have noticed we didn't put out an official announcement about having any guests today, but we are doing this. So we are doing this in a little bit of a different way. I've called in some homies, some people that may have been on the show in the past. We might even have a new face show up at some point tonight, but we do have our first guest here with us. So you may remember his interview not too long ago, probably what, 6 weeks, 7 weeks? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
But he was pretty adamant at the end about how he would love to come back. Like really, really, really wanted to come back. And you know what? Really wanted him to come back. One of our favorite chats we've ever had here. Owner of Naptown Pro, All Pro Wrestling, Jeroz. How are you doing?
Evening, gentlemen. How are you? Hey.
Yeah.
How you what? Yeah, mic work this time. Hopefully, I'll get all the way through whatever segment I'm a part of before it decides to crap out again.
You can hang out with us as long as you feel like being here for. If you want to stick around for the whole show, you're more than welcome to. We're kind of just we're spitballing it today. Freestyling our way through the episode today. No plan.
Yes, we're mostly talking about West Coast Pro, J Rose, and the big show that they have coming up. I'd like to get your thoughts on the return of Chris Hero. He's going to be facing off with Tim Thatcher. Big match. I know you know the rich history of independent pro wrestling and what Chris Hero represents to our game, J Rose.
So J Rose lore. Chris Hero is probably top five, top 10 wrestler all time for me. And is a big reason I'm into independent wrestling as I am. Dude is like 6'3", 6'4". Comes up with the craziest gear, mitts matching, but always making it look super fly. And is a master of all styles. Before he got released from NXT, he was called a wrestling genius, and that is very, very, very true. I've never had the pleasure or the opportunity to attend a show that he was a part of, but in my time and working for promotions, when I first started, I had the opportunity to video edit some of his work, and he is an impeccably intelligent and otherworldly talented professional wrestler. As far as independent wrestling goes, and I'm a little biased, I'll go ahead and say it. That's the greatest independent wrestler of all time. I'll just call it straight up. Independent wrestlers for as long as is skin in the game, quality of matches, how influential he's been. Outside of GCW and the various promotions that have popped up in his absence, Chris Hero is an integral part of every single independent wrestling promotion that's ever mattered up until from the point he joined to the time that he went to go get signed again in 2016. Fast. Every single promotion that matters in independent wrestling from that started before 2016 has a Chris Hero story, has an important moment crafted by Chris Hero's presence. And him coming back to the independent wrestling scene is incredibly crucial. I'm so excited. Nothing against Tim Thatcher. I'm a big Tim Thatcher guy, but it's not about him right now. It's about Chris Hero.
It was about Tim Thatcher last month when he was like manhandling everybody at the end of his match.
He had his moment. Now it's about Chris.
Yeah. Oh man, he killed JT Thorne.
Big deal, man. I'm like
oh my God.
It's like that retrospective that was put out recently of them going over their rivalry just kind of showed me how important Chris Hero is and how much it's so like wrestling genius is so real because it's so deeper than just like the matches. Like I've said on this podcast before, when I'm at West Coast Pro Shows, I go to Chris Hero and ask him about stuff. And I'm not a wrestler, but I'm like, hey, when this spot does this, why do they do this? Like, just because like that's like how bright and genius of a mind he is. And he's going to be back and this match is going to be super fire. But I think the second most important match for me on the show usually is always an Alpha Zo match, funny enough. But I've been talking about this match with Alpha Zo for so long. There was a moment they had in a six-man tag. It's been over a year now where Alpha Zo slapped the life out of Brian Keith. And ever since that moment, I'm like, yo, Brian Keith's going to get his look back, man. Brian Keith's going to get his look back. And Zoe has built up his everything I talked about multiple times about how he's built up his entire wrestling life, his regular life, everything to do. He's become a better independent pro wrestler. And now he's going to face off with one of many consider the best independent pro wrestler, Alpha Zoe versus Brian Keith. Who y'all got in this?
It's a tough one. Okay, so based on his record in West Coast Pro already this year, I think so.
I think so's got it.
He beat Leo Rush. He beat Adrian Quest. He did lose to Jeff Cobb. He did lose to Lee Moriarty. He did lose to Starboy in the tournament, but he also beat one called Manders in the tournament. He beat Shigehiro Irie in the tournament. And he beat Speedball Mike Bailey last month, which is, you know, if we're talking like best independent wrestlers.
Best to a lot independently.
I was gonna let it go.
We will get that out of the way.
I'll let it go. You're good.
Yeah. But So even there, he beat Speedball Mike Bailey last month. One of the best wrestlers on the planet from television. Signed. Appears regularly. Former X Division champion. So yeah, no, I think he can be. I think he can beat Brian Keith, but I think he's going to take a lot out of him.
Wow. Just looking at, you know, the record of Brian Keith recently, because momentum matters a lot in independent wrestling. His last West Coast Pro booking, he did defeat Jaya Jewel. Relatively handedly. Not saying that Jai didn't put up a fight, but like it was no real danger to Brian losing in October. But recently it's been a very up and down road for him. He recently lost the Freelance Legacy title. And he recently failed in acquiring the Inspire Pro Pure Prestige title in his backyard. It's been a very roller coaster last sort of couple months for Brian Keith. And
Jay Rose, do you think the schedule that he has plays a role? Because like he just showed his schedule for last weekend and he had four matches, like it was back to back to back to back. Does that help or hurt an independent wrestler like Brian Keith?
A person like Brian Keith, I think it has no bearing, but for the average independent wrestler, it does. And eventually at the end of the day, you can boil man to their least common denominator. And if you're able to sustain that level of excellence, not only in terms of match quality, but at the end of the day, the goal is to hit the pay window, right?
Right.
If your goal is to hit the pay window and you're able to consistently put up not only great performances and win, it shouldn't matter. But he's been putting forth great performances. That's all he ever does.
Yeah.
He hasn't been winning a lot. He's been winning in... When he does win, it's things that particularly matter a lot to the promotion at hand. Like, for example, he beat Kevin Lee Davidson in Kevin Lee Davidson's home promotion of WrestleMax. He defended the DPW national title in his first defense outside of North Carolina, I believe. But when it comes to gold and stepping up to the occasion, he's been falling short. Now it depends how big of an occasion this is. Because if it's a big enough occasion to be considered something equivalent to a title shot, it may be Zoe's day.
That is a fact to look into, because Zoe just put out a promo recently talking about the match, and he has a lot of very specific words for the West Coast Pro champion, Starboy Charlie, because in the West Coast Cup Pro on Charlie's ascension up to winning the thing, he had a couple underhanded tactics. But I don't know. I was there, and you know, knowing the history of kind of how Charlie represents and trying to what he is, he had to do everything in his power to win that tournament. Everything was on the line. His mom's there. His grand, like everybody there, like his family's there. There's baddies in the crowd for him because it's a wrestling show. Starboy, I'm like, why is there 20 girls here and they're all cheering for Starboy Charlie every time? Every time he comes to the show, his thing is on the line. So he had to do everything in his power to win, and that's what he did. And Zoe was unfortunately one of those on the way up. So Zoe has something out here trying to prove that he could be the top independent wrestler, top pro wrestler in the world in Brian Keith and be the one to challenge Charlie next. But Charlie has a very tough task ahead of him here on the show with the returning Chris Bay. I mean, Chris Bay is such a great independent. Now, see, I almost did it. He's a signed wrestler also. He's such a great pro wrestler in any sense. That seeing him in situations like this, he's been in such a great thing with Ace Austin doing the Ace and Bay thing, that when you get to see him do these singles matches, he's so dynamic and innovative and dazzling that it's like he's gonna overwhelm Charlie. I think, do you think Charlie could come out with the victory here? Charlie has a lot to prove also, you know, knowing the kind of the legacy of what Titus laid on the West Coast Pro Championship, that he has to continue that, and he is continuing that with like a big star.
Yeah, I think Cyborg can do it.
I agree. This is nothing against Chris Bay, but like, there's a phrase that me and my boys have started using. We didn't come this far just to come this far.
Facts.
Starboard Charlie did not go through all the trials, tribulations, and the hell that he went through to try and get that title to lose it to Chris Bay. In addition to that, and this is nothing against Chris Bay, hell of a performer, hell of an athlete, hell of an artist. He hasn't been able to get the big one done as a singles competitor a lot recently. Mm-hmm. I'm not caught up on FSW in Vegas, where I know he held a belt for a very long time, and I don't know where that stands currently, but and All Pro Wrestling up in the same neck of the woods hasn't really ran much recently. So last time he won a singles title was 2022, and he held the Revolver title for a day.
Oh,
he doesn't get it done in big time situations, which is crazy because he made his name winning these big title matches.
Yeah.
But as of recently, that's not his bag. That's not his bag. And Charlie has far too much to lose this early in the game. So Charlie's my pick.
Wow. You guys, I want to sidebar real quick because it just popped into my brain. An independent pro wrestling venue has rest in peace, as they say now. The Globe Theater out in LA. I have been to multiple PWG shows when they made the switch over from the American Legion Hall in Reseda. I was very upset about it as a PWG young boy, as they say. That venue held pretty close to my heart, but I've seen some pretty amazing matches in the Globe, and it represents this new generation of PWG. There's a lot of history in the short time that they've been with the Globe, but as an independent wrestling connoisseur as ourselves, we know that quick sudden venue changes are not that's not crazy at all. Like when we heard about that, we're like, oh yeah, that's seems pretty normal, right? Especially Jay Rose is like, yeah, all right.
Venues. Man,
I cannot speak. If I speak, I will be in big trouble.
So how do y'all feel about this venue being a thing of the past now?
Jared.
Nothing was ever going to replace Reseda, but when PWG, at least from the way that I've seen it told, when PWG started consistently running Reseda, it wasn't going to beat the Sweatbox or the other gymnasiums that they ran. Yeah. So as time progresses, things change, and the Globe carved out a reputation for itself, not only as a PWG venue, but as a venue as really the beacon for, and you know, I'm not a West Coast guy, so I could be speaking out of my ass, but as a beacon for high-level independent wrestling in Southern California between them and New Japan and Prestige. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's a smaller building than what gives off on video. I've been in there once for the Prestige show, WrestleMania weekend, and it's way smaller in there in person, but it still has a sense of grandeur about it that you don't really find in other independent wrestling venues. I don't know how much it costs to run there. I don't know what the fees were like, but it was a one-of-a-kind venue, one I would kill for as a promoter, and I'm sad to see it go, for real.
I'm sad that it's unfortunately going to be one of those things that gets crossed off of my bucket list, but not because I did it, but because it's just not an option now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big journey from where I am to Los Angeles. So that's a ways. So it sucks. I know wherever you know, wherever PWG ends up running, it's, yeah, they're going to just, that's going to be the next place. That's what's going to happen. Cause they, that's just what they do.
The trendsetters.
It is kind of a bummer though, cause there has been a lot more promotions actually running in there lately.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is cool. Cause yeah, it's just, you know, you see, it's nice seeing, you know, how different people utilize the same space. Like yes. You see it a lot with the Mecca, where like DPW, ETU, JCW, they'll all, you know, they're all kind of running their own version of a setup in there. Mm-hmm. So I did like seeing that, and then other, you know, other companies get to make their memories in there, but it's Los Angeles. Like the Don Quixote is going to probably get a lot of traffic for the next little bit on shows. There's probably
the UCC.
Yeah, the UCC and the alleyway locker room is gonna get some more action.
Yeah, but yeah, like you're saying, they'll recover. Everything will be fine. And on the subject of PWG, they did put out some tweets saying that they haven't ran in a while because they've been having some personal stuff. So shout out to them. Hopefully everything is okay. There are things way bigger than pro wrestling, and you know, hopefully things are all right on that end. J-Roll said his favorite independent wrestler of all time, like, is Chris Hero, and like, depending on the day, Super Dragon could be mine. Like, Red got me into the game, but like, being a California kid and what Super Dragon represented, and how he would go across the country and be this big deal and represent the whole coast, is like, it's immeasurable at this point. So shout out to Super Dragon. Hopefully everything's okay. And hopefully that's not the end of PWG, because even though it represents a different thing than like PWG and what Naptown represents are totally different as in an independent wrestling space, but what they do represent is still going to be needed, because it's not as often as the other independent wrestlers. Let's real quick before, you know, we continue on with West Coast. You survived, J Rolls. You survived the show. Last time we were talking to you, we were leading into the show. Give us a little synopsis on how everything went that day.
It was, as a promoter, and as a promoter who also hosts the shows, which I'm trying so hard not to host these shows anymore. But it was a beautiful thing to see. A lot of the work that we did go off the way that it did. Full disclosure, quick aside, 2024, there's going to be a lot of changes going on in NAP as far as like workflow and stuff goes, specifically to try and get the shows out more, out quicker. We not there yet, but that is, I am in the process of trying to figure out how to do that. So if you all or anybody who's listening knows anybody who's looking to edit video and has quick turnaround time, but I can also have an artistic eye for this sort of stuff, please let me know. We will be paying, and we will be paying rather handsomely, even if that means it's going to be some ice water soup days for your boy. But the vision has to get out of there quicker. But I'm
ice water soup is crazy.
Yeah. that made me think of a time that I said I was having sleep for dinner once.
Wow. That is a
you are down in the dumps if you're just like, look, I'm gonna take a nap.
Oh man, ice water soup. I'm putting that one away. That's funny. Going.
So are the other duties too, J Rolls? You're gonna try to, because you were taking on so much, man. I'm sure by show day, like, you're like, dude, leave me alone. I just want to crawl into this corner and cry.
So yes, but I am trying to, this is going to sound crazy, but I had a little bit of a meditational period on Sunday, and there was a, this is going to sound like I'm batshit real quick, but I promise, I had a vision come to me, and the vision was expand your vision, lower your workload. So I'm currently in the process right now of trying to figure out people that can take the stress off my back. So if there's ever anybody who has any sort of skills as far as goes, this video production, graphic design, or you're really good at organizing and things of that regard, and you would like to be a part of what we do, please hit the Naptown All Pro DMs or hit my DMs at This Is J Rose. I haven't been on social media as of recently because, for lack of a better term, ain't shit funny right now. Nothing is funny. Nothing is fun. And I see a lot of stuff, but I'm not as on as often, and I'm definitely not posting anything. But I do see DMs. So send me a DM if you're ever interested in trying to be a part of what we do. We're community-based. And most, if not all, positions will be paid moving forward. There are a lot of people who are doing it for volunteer and out of the love, despite our best efforts to pay them. If you're consistent on being like, oh, I want to do this out of, you know, the mission of what all you're trying to do, or just get my foot in the door, by all means, I'm not going to stop you. I'll keep whatever, my two nickels in my pocket. But we are looking for paid positions for people to help us get to our next level. I can't wait for you all to see Dreams and Nightmares too. I can't wait to see y'all, have y'all see our show coming up this Sunday. Sorry, not sorry. And we have some crazy stuff that I'm trying to plan, both in terms of community mission and in terms of wrestling as far as it goes for next year. And hopefully within the next 2 weeks, I should have a schedule set up with at least our big shows for 2024. So if anybody wants to come up to Indianapolis and see what all we're doing, you will have the opportunity to do so. A schedule should be out within the next 2 weeks. So I literally can't wait for y'all to see this show though, because Top Team versus the Nat Founders. Hoodfoot didn't make it because Chris Blackass didn't make it, but whatever. Alice Crowley was the replacement. They wrestled Top Team out of the WWA 4 school in Atlanta, and Top Team was doing some things that I'd never seen before in professional wrestling. I've watched a lot of professional wrestling. If you know me, like, that's my thing. They were doing some things I had never seen before. And the main event of Lee Moriarty and Darian Bankston was everything that everyone would want it to be. And yes, if I have the opportunity, I will be running it back. Josh Crane and Gabe Kidd as well. Don't believe what you read on your Facebook about Josh Crane. I'm sending 10 toes down with my guy. Fuck the noise. Josh Crane is an incredible human being and even better professional wrestler. And I can't wait for you all to see what all we have coming up. Sorry, not sorry, this Sunday. I don't want to take too far away from what all you all got planned talk about, but sorry not sorry this Sunday. Tickets are as cheap as we could possibly make it right now. $10 general admission pre-sale, $5 if you're a kid. If you really can't make it to the show, DM me and I will give you a ticket for free. Deadass. That's yes. If money's that tight, if you got a big family, it's more about the community aspect and gathering everybody together. So if you really can't afford a ticket, DM me on my personal and I will give you a ticket to the show straight up, no questions asked.
Word. Oh shit! The mystery vortex has opened as well again.
All the way open.
Yeah, it's all the way open. We have another returning face to the show. I don't think we've had him on here since like May. So this will be fun. Welcome back to the show, Puff.
Yeah!
I didn't know you were coming.
Yes.
Woo!
Who's the returning guest?
Who's
the returning guest?
I'm disappointed.
We also have a new face coming to the show. So I'd like everyone to also say hello to Little Mean Kathleen.
Yes.
I just finished having dinner. Like, I needed to jump on this.
That's why Zaps.
This is the best podcast I've ever done. I'm so happy right now.
From the Applebee's parking lot. Not Arby's.
You've never had Arby's.
Not Arby's. I've never had Arby's. I can't believe you haven't had Arby's yet.
Huh?
I've never had the opportunity to have Arby's. I've never had the meat.
Arby's mozzarella sticks to be on Sunday.
That's an unfortunate way to start our pod, honestly.
I know, right?
What? Yeah. Mm.
Can we kick her out already?
Bitch.
And look, I know we were talking about some West Coast Pro, but Puff and LMK are in the building right now, or you know, the digital building theoretically.
West Coast Pro.
They got some crazy matches coming up this weekend.
We need you.
Yeah, both wrestling at Beyond. Puff, who are you wrestling? Who are you wrestling on Sunday?
Oh, on Sunday, I'm wrestling Allison Ketch.
Ooh, get out of here.
In a no holds barred falls count anywhere. Only one person can survive the match, death match.
Oh, you're gonna die,
oh,
Puff.
Wow. Yeah,
I mean, that's all in my head. They just booked it as a regular singles match, but one of us is leaving, is not leaving the ring.
Oh, sure. Killer
instinct. I see it. I call it division.
There's so much heat between myself and Ketch. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, you're fuming right now. I can see it. There's steam coming out of your head.
I'm seething. I got the little white shit on the side of my mouth. I'm foaming. I'm losing my mind right now, dude. Sunday can't come soon enough.
Why are y'all beefing? Why are you so mad? Like, as a friend of Allison, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. No reason.
That's the thing.
You know what? I'm top, baby. Yeah. This guy gets it.
That's no reason.
Just for the love of the game, dude. I love wrestling so much. It's in my blood. It's in my bones. I'm going out there and I'm going to die for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, this is the dance this Sunday. OK Corral, Beyond Wrestling, 2 p.m.
Mm.
I have to leave so early in the morning to get there at 2 p.m.
Damn.
I hate it. Anyone want to come with and drive? Bro. J-Rose, what are you doing Sunday?
I got my own show. I got the show. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? What time did you say the Beyond show was?
Dude, it starts at 2.
My show starts at 2. Fuck it, I'll double shot. Don't worry. I got you.
They'll make it work.
I'll make it work.
Jero said he was trying to do less, so.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be on. Someone else is running that on Sunday. There's four founders.
Listen.
I'll figure it out.
Listen, we'll send LMK down to run that.
Bitch, I'm on the show.
Wrestle too.
I know.
Bitch.
LMK, you're teaming up with your family.
Yeah, I'm teaming up with my beautiful, big, sexy husband, Sydney Bacabella, and our two biological children, Teddy Goods and Channing Thomas. Yeah, and we're facing the miracle ones, and they really don't stand a chance. We're way more athletic than them. We're way more high-flying than them, and it's just no chance.
You guys jump way higher than them.
We do. I jump at least 50 meters higher than Ichiban. Mm-hmm. It's a well-known fact.
50 meters?
Yes.
Metric system?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Damn, that's crazy.
Not me.
Why are you fighting them? What's the beef between the Miracle Ones and the Bacabella family?
We just don't like their vibe.
Oh,
we just really don't like their vibe.
Just off vibes. Okay.
Yeah, we don't like the
vibes. The vibes are off.
Storytelling. Storytelling.
Yeah.
They say that's what George Hackenschmidt and Gorgeous George were fighting for, too. Just off vibes. Pure off vibes.
Vibes. Vibes.
Dude, can you believe both dudes? You would think they were fighting to see who is the better George.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was just vibes. It was just vibes of their rivalry.
Just vibes, right? Like, not even over the name of George. It's like, I don't like this one. I don't like how he walked in here.
All right. Now it's my time to ask the questions.
Oh, oh God.
Righteous Reg. Right.
We're getting our show hijacked.
What? I got a question for you.
Yes.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Okay. We're getting nitty-gritty now.
Yeah.
Real questions.
It depends on the day, Puff. It really depends on the day. But I think, like, if there's one last resort, I'm going to need this or die, probably go with Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Okay, what's your
I'm
go-to?
I'm California, you guys. I'm California.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In California, Taco Bell's still your go-to.
Yeah.
Damn.
You got you guys sound like In-N-Out? In-N-Out is like the worst.
I don't really fuck with In-N-Out.
A truther! Someone gets it!
And I'm from
Someone
California.
Someone fucking gets Everybody, it!
When they're like, let's go to In-N-Out, I'm like, why? Who would want to
okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just all right.
Frisco said Reg has Sonic vibes.
Ooh. I like Sonic. Yeah, I mean, half-price drinks and apps. Who can mess with that?
Hey, I've never had Sonic.
That's the only thing I like at Sonic, because if you order through the app, you get half-price drinks. But other than that, I don't really fuck with any of their food.
We're doing a commercial.
Don't they specialize in, like, hot dogs?
Yeah.
They got their breakfast.
They
got French toast sticks. They're delicious.
I love fast food French toast stick is great. Burger King's French toast sticks, I haven't had them in a minute, but those are real good. Real good.
I've had, what's that Burger West King Coast fucking awful. Fast food, and they have French toast sticks? They have like tacos, French toast sticks, they have burgers.
Del Taco?
Hardee's? Carl's Jr.?
No.
Oh, Harvey's? Carl's Jr.? No.
Oh my God, I forget what Hardee's? It is. They have like, it might be Hardee's. They have like fucking everything. What is faster?
Oh, you're talking about Jack in the Box.
Yes. Is it Jack in the Box? Jack in the Box is my favorite.
That's California?
Yes.
I got no Jack in the Box
I've
around
I've never seen one here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They don't have them around us.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's the late night spot for sure in California.
Dude.
I have this thing at Jack in the Box. It's a grilled cheese burger with the buns of grilled cheeses.
Yeah.
And they sell it with a mix of curly fries and regular fries.
That's on the only late night.
It's disgusting.
Shit is good.
There's a burger place here. We don't have Jack in the Box in Canada, but there's a burger place up here that does that with the grilled cheese buns, and that shit is
poison.
I feel like a dirtbag every time I'm eating it, but I'm so happy to be a dirtbag the whole time I'm eating it. Yeah.
Oh, fuck around. I may have that shit tonight.
Last time I had Sonic was in Fresno before an AEW show. Speaking of AEW show, somebody on here has been on an AEW show recently. Let's hear about it.
Mike from Indeed. Let's hear about it.
Oh, I was gonna say Zero.
Not me.
What the go have me do? What am I about to do?
Let's hear about it.
If you see
LMK
me on Dark, something horribly wrong.
They don't make Dark no more. That's just when a bunch of black people come to AEW.
I almost had the dub.
Who'd you wrestle?
Rachel Ellering.
Oh, how was that?
It was fun. A lot of fun.
She gonna be on West Coast, right?
Yep, she is. She's wrestling Sandra Moon.
Oh, Sandra Moon.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a
big time. Big time. Was that on Ring of Honor, LMK?
Yes.
I'm the AEW devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a serious question, a wrestling question, actually.
Oh, shit.
Because I saw it pop up in some sort of discourse. I might have been watching a Cultaholic video. I don't know if we're not allowed to say that because they're different.
Oh.
Maybe not. I just want your guys' opinion on Ring of Honor and AEW. And do you think there's enough differences between it? Does it feel like a different brand? Like, because you said LMK was on AEW, but she was really on ROH.
Right.
Does it even
as
seem
a
like
promoter
a different brand?
Who books AEW talent, I cannot speak or I will be in trouble.
That's fine.
That's the second
time. Look, I can't really speak either sometimes. So.
Oh, shit, yeah. I mean, I can't say anything. I probably shouldn't have said that. Whatever. I'm fucked.
My diplomatic answer to your question, Puff, is that I understand the function that it serves and I see what they're trying to do. 5 hours of wrestling on a Saturday night is a whole lot, and I say this as a kid who grew up going to IWA Mid-South shows, so I know firsthand, 5 hours of wrestling is a lot. I grew up at Black Label in IWA Mid-South. 5 hours of wrestling is a lot to ask. If it were me, motherfucker like me, I'd put ROH into the building, but then again, I'm not the brilliant mind that Tony Khan is, and I also don't have $1 billion, and he has people with analytics to figure that shit out, so What do I know? You know what I'm saying?
Now, for me, it's just like you get the – what people think it was is not what it was. Now it's just like we get the opportunity to see like LMK on TV. We get the opportunity to see Puff. We get the opportunity to see these independent wrestling stars on a bigger scale. And maybe off of that, they get the opportunity. I tweeted before that ROH was AEW Dark reincarnated, and people took me to – oh, my God, they got – in all inside of me, but that's
you were
really
right,
what
though.
It is.
Whoa,
I was
you're
right.
Correct.
I was right though.
Well, yeah, all inside of you is crazy. Hold on, all inside of you is absurd.
I thought we were just gonna move past it, you guys.
You mean people on Twitter were acting like crying babies in your mentions, Reg?
They were all inside of you. That's crazy.
Listen, I thought we're just gonna move
what was
right
that take
it?
Again? Oh, that's the result.
All inside yeah.
What's your favorite word fast word? Food place, Puff?
That's what I'm saying. As soon as I asked that question, I was like, "Fuck! I should have asked their favorite fast food fucking dessert."
Could have just kept this train going.
I know. Why do I bring up
personal trust questions?
Come on.
To the fast food question, wrestling show. Listen
to the fast food question, Reg.
What is your order at Taco Bell?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'm a big Mexican pizza fan. Like when they brought that back, I was like, "Let's go, baby! Let me get like 20 of those bad boys." I usually mess with those. And just a regular crunchy taco is like that's my jam. You know what I mean? No remixes. Like I don't remix when I go to. There's some people you go to Taco Bell and they like you're like, "Yo, you didn't even order what they have here." Like how'd you make
ordered a whole different thing?
The fuck is the Mexican pizza?
You don't know what a Mexican pizza is?
We don't have that on the menu in Canada.
Yeah, it's like a fried, it's like a pizza. It's like a fried tortilla, and there's meat. And it's hot.
So, what, so I'm sorry. Is it like an unwrapped crunch?
Kathleen looks disgusted.
It's like an open face. Is it like an open face crunch wrap supreme? It sounds like an open face crunch wrap supreme.
Like originally, when back in the day, that was like the you got a Mexican pizza, it's lit out here. And then when they brought it back,
is it?
I was like,
is it?
It is. I'm telling
you, it's so good.
It's like, really good.
I stand behind me, Reg. I got this. It's so good.
Tell him, Jay Rose.
I'm not doubting it. If we had it on our menu, I love Taco Bell. I have a body built on it. I would have definitely tried it by now.
Listen, I love American exclusives. We don't have poutine out here. There's no gravy anywhere to be found. So, like, if we can have Mexican pizza, I'm all in for it.
That's fair.
Everybody just throwing me out there? What about y'all? Nobody else is saying where they're
at. I'll go. I was going to say, I don't have any Jack in the Boxes around me, but Jack in the Box would be my spot if I live closer to them. Because, dude, the two for a dollar tacos.
Unbeatable.
It's so bad, mini churros. I love them.
Dude, those mini churros with the cinnamon filling inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best things I've ever put in my
life. The tacos definitely like pigeon meat or something awful that you'll never know. But unbeatable. Two for a dollar. You can beat that, man. Come on. You can't.
I think the one I frequent most, though, because it's near me, is Taco Bell, dude. I mean.
I'm telling you. It's easy.
I just got, last month I had the Taco Lover's Pass. Are you familiar with it?
What the hell is that?
Nah, you make it up.
I got the Taco Bell Battle Pass.
Taco Bell Battle Pass.
You're lying.
Listen, Taco Bell Battle Pass. This is real.
Puff, you can't do this. What the
you guys fuck? Aren't even giving me an opportunity, bro. Check this out.
Hey, no.
You had an opportunity.
You have to explain. We're not moving on.
At the beginning of October, see, I always go through the app to order because there's always like.
Look, the app hacks is the best way to navigate. This one woman was like, "Why are you using an app?" I'm like, "Look, this is how you get the coins, my lady."
100%. You got to get the coins.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pop-up that said $10 Taco Lover's Pass. And I was like, what is this? For $10, flat fee, you could get a taco every day for the next 30 days.
But
not for free. Well, for the price of $10.
No, it's $10. It's not free. It's $10.
Listen, I know. I'm saying, but for the next 30 days, you go and say, hey, guys, I got the Taco Lover's Pass. Give me a free taco. And they have to do it.
Did you go 30 straight times, bro?
Of course not. I wish I would have. I was traveling. I was wrestling.
Can you backlog them, though? Like, say you missed 3 days and you on that third day?
You got to go in that month.
That makes it bullshit then.
No. If you go every day, the taco is 33 cents a day. So that's not all.
My God.
The tacos, it's not just like a regular taco. You could get like a breakfast taco. You could get a Dorito taco. You can get Taco Supreme. So I thought it was just going to be soft or crunchy. I got so many Dorito tacos. I got at least 10 tacos within the month because they just opened a Taco Bell like 3 minutes from my house, which is not good. but I would be like, oh, dude.
So it's fresh on your mind. That's why they're up there now.
Yeah, I'd be like, it'd be like 5 p.m. and be like, I'm kind of hungry. Oh, I can go get a free taco. Let me just go do that real quick. I got a free Dorito taco. It was great, man.
Yo, okay, hold on.
That's actually
a timeout. I just looked it up. It's like, because that was a promotion that ended in the first couple days of October. Right now, they're doing a Nacho Fries Lover's Pass. And it's $10. You get
how much is it?
$10. 30 days of nacho fries.
I love french fries. Holy shit.
Are you writing this down, Puff?
No, I'm going to look at my Taco Bell app, bro.
Yeah, Puff is really
Listen, no. Here's the deal. I don't fuck with nacho fries.
Oh, okay.
They bring nacho fries back as if they're like one of their special items that
they're special.
Doors.
They're not special. They're just French fries. Everybody else.
Whoa!
Just French fries?
A little less.
They're just fries with nacho cheese, bro. It's not like a cheesy double cheesy gordita crunch. Bring that back. Don't bring nacho fries back, bro.
cheesy cheddar chalupa, standing ten toes down.
Dude, the crispy chicken chalupa, where the shell is chicken. Just chicken.
This guy gets it. Where's my soundboard? I'm about to start putting up the hip hop air horns. Yeah. This guy fucking gets it.
Hit the chicken chalupa button.
I love a chicken.
Chicken's the bread. Chicken's the bread. Chicken's the bread.
What's yours, Kathleen?
Like fast food or my Taco Bell order?
No,
both. Fast food.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
My Taco Bell order is a chicken chalupa. Fucking, I love the chicken chalupa. Mm-hmm. I don't go there though, but I don't go often. My favorite fast food is KFC. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
What?
I love a 4-piece tender meal.
Okay.
With an extra mashed potato. Use the biscuit. Make a little sandwich, and then just eat the rest. Eat the fucking rest.
We're getting some hacks. Shit. I'm not mad at it.
Interesting.
And Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Wendy's is always, yeah.
Undefeated.
I made the $4 for $4 or $5, but I'll let them pass. Inflation. I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you keep up, if anyone who's watching or listening keeps up with perhaps myself or any of our guests in our spare time, Puff, LMK, and I do some gaming together, and LMK definitely does have a spicy chicken sandwich emote on her in her Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
One of her subscriber emotes.
YouTube chat, drop LMK's spicy chicken sandwich emote.
Wait, if you're watching, actually, we are on Twitch too. So if you're watching on the Fightful Gaming Twitch,
oh really?
I didn't know that we were on Twitch.
We are on the Fightful Gaming Twitch. So if you
drop
are
a spicy chicken sandwich, I'm gonna go drop them in there.
Everybody's going.
Hold on.
But
I'm gonna drop.
I feel bad hearing all this fast food talk. Is like I'm stuck in Canada where we have not really many of the same chains, and the ones we do, we have. We don't have the pizza.
Stuck in Canada because like if you like break your leg right now, you can go and get it fixed. Like I'll take that over a fucking hamburger. You know.
Okay, this is fair, but I've also had Wingstop and Checkers.
Wingstop's is pretty crazy though.
I haven't heard anyone say Checkers, and I'm kind of sad because that was the best. That was the best burger I had the entire time I was in Michigan.
Let me break down some shit for you real quick. First of all, you bring up Wingstop, right? White Castle is fire. The best part about White Castle though, their breakfast. And no one's gonna hear me out about it. White Castle breakfast is incredible.
I had White Castle in Chicago and I was like, all right.
Their burgers are whatever.
What are you going through? It's 24/7 for breakfast.
It's 24/7. Okay. J Rose Lore, the training school that I came from, where I came from, Tankman, Hoodfoot, Sean Kemp, a bunch of the motherfuckers who I came up with, right? It was like maybe a half a mile away from downtown Indianapolis. On the edge of downtown Indianapolis, when the shows would end, we would walk just about a mile, and the only thing that would still be open would be a White Castle. And the White Castle breakfast, they fresh drop eggs, bacon, cheese, sliders. They have waffle sliders. If I could share my screen and put it up on the screen.
They're fresh dropping eggs at White Castle, bro? Okay.
Yes! Right. It's not... they're cracking the eggs. It's not like McDonald's egg mix. It's straight cracking fucking
eggs.
They
have tiny eggs for the slider style or what? What is it?
It's just one egg. Quail eggs. It's just one egg, but when this podcast ends and I can show y'all what I'm talking about, I that isn't even the point I was trying to make. The point I'm trying to make, one.
You were trying to talk about Wingstop, bro.
Wingstop has lemon pepper seasoned fries.
Yeah.
Top five fry in the game. One. Top five two, fries. The best fry in the world, and I stand 10 toes on this, is Rallies and Checkers.
There's not even a competition.
Do you have Rallies where you are?
No, what the hell's Rallies?
Okay, so do you have Hardee's where you are?
There is a Hardee's somewhere.
Boys.
Okay.
I've never met, but it's somewhere.
Not Hardee's boys. That's true. That's
that's Jeff, man.
Checkers is a restaurant, or Rallies where I come from.
Do we have Hardee's?
It's like based on where you are in the country, it's different names.
Oh, we don't have Hardee's.
They're small enough that they don't have insides, but they have two drive-thrus, and they have ultra seasoned fries. They're like brown. They're not like, you know how French fries are like brown, but they're closer to the yellow or like pale than they are. These are brown with pepper flakes on them. And oh, they are the best French fry in the world.
They sell them in the stores, actually.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same, but you're right.
It's not the same, but I mean, I want the essence.
Look, I've
it's like a hand job compared to sex. It's like, it's not
the nearest
worst.
One is in Philly. Take it.
Look, for the record, Frisco, I've had Wingstop once, and I've had healthcare all my life, so I'm jaded on the healthcare.
Oh, yeah, I probably be a care of a Wingstop, too.
Ooh, Checkers is 5 hours away.
I have a Checkers, like, 15 minutes away. I never go there, though, dude. I can't tell you the last
time.
You're missing out.
Real talk, if you'll order it, I'll send you $6 right now to get a Fry Lovers Deluxe. I will dead ass give you $6 to get a Fry Lovers Deluxe right now. Oh,
when the fries are hot, they're unmatched, man. You get them right out of there. Yeah.
I will give you $6 on stream right now if you order a Fry Lovers Deluxe on DoorDash. Cross my heart, hope to die.
He's booking your fries.
I'm not gonna say no. I'll get the fries.
Send me your
at
Venmo,
worst. Pop, you get fries.
Yeah, this is a good time for Pop. I have nothing against the fries.
I need that these fries are good. Eat them. Okay, all right.
I need a social media review. That is my only, whether you do it on Twitch and you clip it and you post it, whatever. I need a review on these fries.
What if I go to Checkers, get fries, and then go live on Twitch and play Fortnite and eat the fries?
Oh, look at
Fortnite
fries. They're making
content. That's a good idea.
Yo, can you since you're on the Fightful Twitch, can you stream out, like, raid one of them if they start streaming right now? Once you're done,
no, because it's through like an app that streams out to multiple platforms all simultaneously. Like, command the Twitch to go anywhere specifically.
Do they have a character of me that's fighting or streaming or something? Is that how this works? Like, each Fightful character goes in. Is that how the streaming thing works, or am I being old?
Not exactly, but like, I appreciate the effort, you know?
Hey, a Fightful character, what? Are you
like, is there a Righteous Reg character out there, like, fighting in Fortnite and Call of Duty and, like, Mario
Absolutely
Brothers?
Not.
There's not even a Righteous Reg.
I mean, I can check the item shop, but I doubt it, bro.
Come on, man. What's up, Sean Rossap?
Sean Ross,
you need to talk to Sean and ask for an email on Fightful Gaming.
Listen, I was saying this on Twitch yesterday. Sean Ross Sapp's days are numbered.
What? You're gonna kill him?
I'm not gonna.
Do it.
A close personal friend of mine is going to.
Who's your close personal friend?
She's an Australian lady by the name of Shaza McKenzie.
He is
December 2nd.
He's dead.
At Black Label Pro.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Shaza. Speaking of Shaza, Van Twinblade sent in a super chat. LMK, he wants LMK to come to Glory Pro and have a mean off with Shaza.
Oh, shit.
If they book me, shit.
Yeah. Ask Dan the Dad, Van Twinblade.
If they book me, shit.
Yeah, wait. Go.
Dan the Dad books Glory Pro.
Also, I'm for Van Twinblade also says,
Discoveries.
I'm poor this week. Go over the Glory Pro card. Watch last week's episode. In the last 5 minutes, Dan the Dad went over the card.
Oh, did he really? Yeah.
So you just stole my boy's super chance ago.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't have it up in front of me.
He said, thank you for your $2.
Yeah, bro, you want me to read the Glory Pro card?
No, I gotta go find it, but hang on.
I just go to their Twitter.
Oh, yeah, let Puff do it.
Yeah, Puff, you want to read us the Glory Pro card?
Hell yeah.
Glory Pro Twitter. This is way better.
Didn't need to do that. That's the wrong link. Look in the chat.
Oh, it's a Big Munch.
What about a Big Munch?
Big Munch, Marcus Muncherson. I have it pulled up. Like, I have all the matches.
Oh, shoot. I'm looking at him. You want me to go over him?
Yeah. Do it.
Oh, my man's Xavier Walker. Xavier Walker.
Ooh, can't miss.
Mason St. Goods in a singles match. Yo, I love Xavier Walker.
He can't miss.
When I first started wrestling, it was, I don't know if they still tag, him and Ren Jones
used to tag.
And yes, that was like one of my first exposures to indie wrestling is when I met them, like so long ago, like 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. It was like in Ohio, bro. It was crazy. It was before I started wrestling. I was going to shows with my friends who are wrestlers, but love those dudes. Next up, we got Maggie Lee versus Lainey Luck in another singles match. Then you got Luigi Primo and Dan the Dad versus Tiger Pants and Lil Evil.
Tiger Pants and Lil Evil, maybe the front runner.
So his name is Lillian Evil.
Oh, Lillian Evil.
If you weren't aware.
Lillian Evil. I love it. That's really good.
I need to know everything about Tiger Pants immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, from the look of it, so do I. This man looks crazy. He's got the little skull patch thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Outlaw and Raheem versus Moses and Ethan Price.
Oh, that's a fight.
That's a tag team match. Oh, that's for the United Glory Tag Championship.
Oh, shit.
I believe those were vacated recently. So
is that true? A new champ?
The lore, I believe so. Is deep.
In a new champ regardless.
Yeah.
All right, we got, what is this? Tankman versus Camaro.
Damn right!
But there's so many black and white people behind them.
I think that's the main show graphic right there.
It
says, we'll come back to that one.
Black and white people.
Skip that one.
Well, I didn't know. I thought Camaro. It looked like.
It looked like he brought Luigi Primo with him.
Yeah, like Tankman's got Jake something and Shaza in his corner.
Wait, he does.
Dude, that actually.
He does.
I think that's the main match graphic, but in like the main show graphic in the middle, but the match graphic for that specific match is above it.
Skip that
one and go to the right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, they're wrestling for the Crown of Glory Championship.
That's going to be a great match.
Luigi Primo's got Luigi Primo with him. Wait, did I say Luigi Primo? I fucked that up.
Yeah.
They're in each other's corner. Right.
Who's Shaza wrestling, Pop?
Shaza versus Blair Onyx is happening. Mm.
Okay.
Then you got Dak Draper versus Kenny Alfonso.
Oh, fuck.
Has Dak Draper been on Ring of Honor lately?
He's on NWA. He's on NWA.
It's been a while.
Dude, are we allowed to talk about Effie's clip talking about NWA or no?
Yes, of course. I cannot speak.
If I speak, I may get into trouble.
Y'all have fun with that one for
There's
real.
No I'm Reg not touching to that one. At NWA. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right? Reg knows, dude. I share Effie's sentiment.
What's the pumpkin man gonna do?
Because let me just say something real like quick. It's something that Effie said in that video. The fact that they stood by Tyrus at any point in his Fox News bullshit, they can fuck off.
Yes.
Like, what
in
the
my
fuck?
Opinion. Like, and I'm not afraid to say that by any means. Uh-oh. Billy. If you're Billy's obviously watching.
He's watching right now. He's so mad.
He's like, Puff playing is his guitar.
I hate Puff.
Dude, there's going to be a new Smashing Pumpkins song. It's called Smashing Pumpkins, and they're going to be beating the shit out of me.
Yeah, if you've seen all my quote tweets aggressively making fun of his product, and he's a big fan of the show because of it.
Smashing Pumpkins
in every week.
All right, I got one more match, I think, on this. Wait, Jake something is on the poster, but he's not in any of these match graphics.
They may have pulled him, and they just didn't replace him on that big graphic.
Okay.
Well, we got,
or maybe he's just going to pop into whatever match he wants.
Whoa, the Alpha 1 Zero Gravity Championship is on the line?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes.
Dude, Rohan Raju versus Tootie Lynn versus Cody Lane versus ATM, bro.
Oh, shit.
And let me just throw this out there. Cody Lane, I think, is one of my favorite wrestlers on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he is so good at wrestling. That's all. I just wanted to say that.
I thought that was going to be
more. No, that's it.
No, I just think Cody Lane is very, very talented and very entertaining and very good at wrestling.
Hey, we love some Coco Cody Lane.
I'd love to see Cody Lane everywhere, bro.
The two of Kathleen and Puff, are y'all wrestling anywhere besides the Sunday show this weekend?
It's actually going to be my last match ever.
ever. Oh, yeah, because Catch is going to murder you, remember?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, no, he gave away the finish already. Jeez.
Yeah, sorry.
Shit.
Watch the show still.
Denver, Colorado is going to be pissed.
Yeah, right? Like, guys, someone died in the ring tonight, guys. I don't know what to do.
Dude, can we get a whole podcast full of Kathleen doing Drew?
Guys, it's imperative that
that's so
that
good. That was like perfect.
Oh my god. Kathleen, please do the rest of the podcast as Drew.
Shout out Drew. Please keep looking.
Kathleen, you give your dates because I don't know what I'm doing next.
Sunday Beyond and Saturday I'm at Immortal Championship Wrestling. Ooh. Wrestling Danny Mo in New York.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah.
The Danny Mo?
The Danny Mo.
Oh shit. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
What part of New York is that?
Did you remember your dates yet, Puff?
Yeah, I always forget when I'm wrestling or where I'm wrestling. I'm wrestling Allison at Beyond on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time. I might enjoy a succulent Chinese meal after the show.
Oh, please.
It's hypocrisy, man. Did you have any more dates?
I do.
I think we know about that one already.
I swear I do. Oh my god. Next week I'm defending the C4 tag titles with my tag partner Pretty Ricky Wilde in Ottawa, Ontario on Black Friday.
Ooh. And
on the way to the show, I'm going to try and stop at a Canadian Walmart or Best Buy to purchase a PS5, dude.
Yes.
And I'm going to use that PS5 only to play Fortnite. It's
You're
so stupid.
Fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Dude. You're fucking nuts.
$500 Fortnite machine. We love it.
Exactly. 100%. And then other dates, dude.
Already owns a computer that runs it and streams it, by the way.
Puff, who are you defending your tag belts against? Who are you?
Dude, they just announced as an open challenge.
Oh,
it could be anyone. I've heard rumors that Mike and Reg are teaming up and they're coming after us.
I can't confirm nor deny.
It could be anyone. It could be Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider.
Oh, that'd be sick.
I would
that'd be like
beat the shit out of him.
That'd be like half awesome.
I would beat the shit out of Rob Schneider and then let Adam Sandler pin me.
Yeah, totally. That's how it's gonna go. And then play Adam Sandler in a game of basketball right afterwards. Because he's great at basketball.
He would destroy.
He's in Indiana playing basketball right now.
Right
in the Pacers facility. Yes. Wow. They posted a picture of him in his basketball fit, which is
I'm looking up flights.
Are you gonna leave right now?
Yes.
And then December, I got a bunch of shows. Do you want me to go through all of them?
Yeah, give them up.
Go through whatever you want.
I think I'm gonna be at Black Label on December 2nd for Slamilton, or is that 2nd? Yeah.
Yes, you're correct.
BLP. I'm going to be at Barrie in Barrie, Ontario, defending my tag team titles on the 9th of December. Mm-hmm. Me and Pretty Ricky also. I think we're wrestling these two. We got jumped at the last show, bro. They jumped us, and they hit Ricky with a lead pipe, hit me in the back of the head with brass knuckles, dude. It was crazy.
Who was it? Do you not remember? Dude. Is that how hard you got hit?
Dude, I had to watch the footage back.
They dusted your ass, Puff. Come on,
Kyle Boone and Shiloh. It's this couple that's been
Shiloh, whatever. Like the dog.
Is there a dog named Shiloh? I don't know.
Yes, a dog named Shiloh.
I mean,
it's just a random dog that attacked you.
Yeah,
the dog hits you in the back of the head with brass knucks.
She just met
beagle.
A dog one time named Shiloh.
Beagle just hits you in knuckles. You never read Shiloh?
No, I read Old Yeller.
They made a movie of that too, didn't they? I think I saw the movie.
No, I read Old Yeller.
I didn't even read Old Yeller.
Oh shit, Shiloh! Oh my god, memory unlocked. Wow.
The fucking beagle that hit on the head with the brass knuckle.
Wow. That just looked like a deep.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Shiloh, and all that came up is a Neil Diamond song.
Neil Diamond hit you in the head with Bryce.
Neil Diamond and his beagle and attacked his
dog.
Wait, I don't want to feel left out. What is Shiloh?
It's a book. Shiloh.
It's a book that turned into a film. It was like a staple of when they used to wheel in the VHS cart in the CRT TV. That was
really wheeling in?
It's raining outside. You can't go outside for recess. Staple.
Shiloh is like top shelf substitute teacher.
It's sad.
VHS
isn't it,
material.
Isn't it a sad book?
I believe it ends sad.
It looks sad.
I know. Saving Shiloh looks sad as hell. Like Shiloh and that bowl cut little boy/girl or whatever they are. Like, yo. Ooh, is Shiloh like what's the dog? Like Lassie? Like
it's Shiloh's a beagle.
Like, yo, I got a thing, come through. You gotta come follow me. There's something on fire.
No, it's not one of them. He's actually like a dog. He has nothing really particularly special about him. The movie's just about how much the people love the dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Blade says that movie hurt me, so it's gotta be. Damn.
Man, Twin Blade's holding in deep. Oh, J-Roll said that unlocked the memory now because Shiloh, like, J-Roll's gonna wake up in a cold sweat, like, Shiloh!
I have a question, but I feel like we're running low on time and we're already diverging away.
We got all the time. In the world.
Hey, we got time, man. Come on, go for it.
We got time. Go ahead.
What is your, when the teacher would pop in the VHS, what would you hope was in the VHS when
they popped in? Or do you remember this might have been a little bit before your time, the mouse and the motorcycle that used to be this motorcycle.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So weird is like, who came up with this concept? Definitely somebody.
Mouse and a motorcycle,
yeah.
It's based off of another movie that's based off a book. It's about a mouse, the dude. It's like Stuart Little, but
yeah,
the mouse just has a motorcycle. Little.
Honestly,
yeah, it's like Stuart Little. Stuart Little wasn't a bitch.
This mouse is so cute,
dude.
Why Stuart Little catch a stray?
No, what? Stuart Little is a piece of shit. Sucks so bad. This mouse is
Stuart
cute.
Little, dude?
This mouse is cute.
I don't know if you remember this. Like God. 2-3 years ago, there was heat on the timeline because people were like, "Who would win in a fight, Remy from Ratatouille or Stuart Little?" And like, Stuart Little is a pampered, like high middle class rat. Like he's a mouse. He gets fucked up by a rat, dude. Like it's not even funny.
Thought people were mad.
Stuart Little.
Ratatouille's got knife skills.
Bingo.
He's a chef.
Yeah.
Guys, I've never seen Ratatouille.
What?
I guess name's unsanitary.
Is Ratatouille?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, look, it's got to be a Canadian thing, but here, yeah. Land Before Time was the substitute teacher.
Let's go.
Yeah, that was okay. Yeah, and it was great because like every year of school we'd have a new one to watch too.
We are like 50.
What was it like that day when they reeled out the TV on the cart, but they were gonna show it was 9/11? Were you guys in school that day?
Yo,
I think I was in kindergarten.
I was in like kindergarten or first grade.
I don't remember 9/11 at all.
I was in eighth. All I remember is being in like seventh or eighth grade.
And I don't remember.
I'm in Canada, so my teacher's like telling us, and we're just like, "Oh,
it's a very famous day for me because me and my friends backyard wrestled. We didn't go to school; we backyard wrestled instead."
So. Time out. I'm sorry. Well, that makes sense because you're on the West Coast, but also, motherfuckers was wheeling out like, "Hey, kids, watch!" And it was 9/11
at school. I didn't go to school that day. We watched backyard wrestling, but when I went to school the next day, they were like, "Yeah, we all watched it on TV." So they like wheeled the TVs out, and they were like, "Kids, it's going down. Everybody's dying. Watch this.
It's going down."
You guys from that generation, J. Rose, we watched that on TV. They were like, "The world's ending, you guys. Watch this in school." And everybody's like, "Are they going to send planes to our school here randomly in California?" Like, it was crazy.
It is taking
Reg, I got a question.
Of control, not to laugh.
Red, were you in school when Columbine happened?
I was. Yeah.
What was that like?
Scary. Like it was like I thought somebody was gonna do the next day, like somebody's gonna bring in a gun like that, they're gonna get that same idea. Like these are back, that was in 99, and in 2001 was 9/11. These are moments that I've watched in school, and it was like,
yeah,
yeah,
what This is crazy. I was alive, but nothing compared to the kids now who have to deal with. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, a phone in school during COVID. That sounds crazy as hell.
Well, dude, I mean, nowadays that is like every day in school now. Yeah, with how often school shootings are happening. But I bring that up because I was just watching there's a video on YouTube that got recommended to me called The Worst TED Talk. And it was this
dude. Oh my God, I got recommended that too.
Yeah, dude, it's been recommended to me a few times. Then I actually watched it the other day. And dude, they let one of the shooter's moms do a TED Talk.
What?
And she basically like placed all the blame on all this other shit when it was so like this guy dissects her TED Talk and says how everything she's saying is like a lie. And how, dude, Columbine was so, like, preventable. The local police and the school ignored the fact that these kids were making bombs. They knew the kids were doing this. God. And they, like, didn't do anything to stop it. It's crazy. It blew my mind. Like, I remember being taught about Columbine in school. They never mentioned any of that shit.
Right. They're just like, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, they blame Marilyn Manson, bro. I remember that. They blame Marilyn Manson and violent video games, bro.
Yo, like, Marilyn Manson, what does he have to do with this?
Yo, and as someone who actively listened to Marilyn Manson played violent video games around that time, boy, did my mom go a little crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I don't know how we got from fast food to Columbine, but you know, yeah, right, that's what you get on Indeed, baby. You want the best, you got it.
Look, oh, the VHS thing. I still want to answer
mouse
that.
On the motorcycle.
Wait, what? Oh, mouse on the motorcycle.
Yeah. mouse on the motorcycle.
This has to be the worst episode of this podcast, dude. I imagine people came in to hear us talk about Chris Sierra.
Number one.
People get to hear about talking Chris Sierra, and we're talking about Columbine and French fries.
Look, I'm sorry, Scott. Sorry here. I'm sorry all my West Coast bro homies, but this is what life is like, man.
Hey, listen, let me throw two things out real quick. Yes. The one thing I was hoping the VHS was going to have was a Bill Nye the Science Guy episode because I loved watching that show.
Okay.
Real. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Another thing, just real quick. LMK, your two girlies are fighting on Twitter. Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro, they're pissed at each other.
Why are they my girlies? Why would you say that?
I was crazy with the transitions.
Wait, do you think they like each other?
I saw that on Twitter. They're fighting. I know it's your two heroes, Kathleen. I'm so sorry you're going through all that.
This only makes sense if you watch LMK's stream, by the way.
Her whole stream is everybody all about else Candace is Owens like, and Ben Shapiro.
I'm so glad you're subscribed to their Twitter blue buff so you can let me know.
Okay. Yeah, I'd pay them both.
What?
Well, let's talk about West Coast Bro, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Scott. Transition.
I feel like Candace Owens is going to be fighting the hero.
They're going to fight at the show.
They're fighting in a cage. No.
I watched that video. I wanted to say I watched that video that Joseph, I don't want to mispronounce his last name.
Montecelio?
Yeah.
Yes. He made. Monticello. I don't.
It might be Monticello.
I love you, Joseph. Yeah.
Monticello.
I should know how to pronounce your name.
Dude,
say Monticello.
I learned about like Kings Road Wrestling just from watching his YouTube channel.
Oh, I think I used to watch those videos, the Kings Road videos.
He's the guy who Eddie Kingston shouts out for all the All Japan video.
Okay, that's why every time I used to pass Eddie Kingston all the time, and he would just yell at me, "Puff, you and me. Kings Road, baby," and I was like, "What? We're gonna be doing a Kings Road match,
what
bro.
Does that mean,
dude?" When I was very early on in wrestling, I ran into Eddie Kingston, and he knew me as Pepper Park student. He would yell. I was backstage at Impact. I was like way too new to wrestling, dude. Across the venue, I heard, "Yo, is that Pepper Park student? Pepper Park student?" And he was yelling and running after me. It was Eddie Kingston coming to give me a hug, dude. Dude, Eddie Kingston's my favorite wrestler.
He's so cool, man.
But I'm sorry, I keep getting off track.
No, you're right on track.
Thatcher and Hero is gonna be so sick. just that video was so
dude, talk about Chris Hero and how cool he is, please.
Oh my God, bro. Another thing, to go back, when I first started wrestling, I didn't know anything about wrestling, let alone indie wrestling, but I did know a couple of the bigger names like Chris Hero. I knew he was important and shit. Mm-hmm. And like early on in training, Pepper would mention Pepper Parks, he's the guy who trained me, blah, blah, blah. would mention that Pepper Chris Box. Hero was Pepper Box would mention that Chris Hero was asking him about me, and I was like, what? So I just felt like a weird connection with Hero, like that he was like watching my training with like Pepper would share stuff on his story and stuff from the early days of training at Grapplers in Buffalo. And then I'd like have interactions with him on like social media and stuff. But then I finally, for the first time, met him in June at AEW or July at AEW. And it was like we're best friends, bro. He's the coolest motherfucker. We just talk about, I think you should leave. And we took a picture together and he's like, oh, dude, somebody's got to edit.
The hat and the cigar.
A picture of us in the same shirt. So we're shirt brothers. Shirt brothers.
That's so stupid. I'm gonna take this moment to say that the Mystery Vortex has opened one final time.
Oh God.
My God, Hero to Puff.
He was gonna be here earlier. He might have fallen asleep. Maybe not.
Ooh,
but he's here now. Welcome back to the show, Carl Edwards.
Oh, hey, what's up, Cole?
Cole's best friend.
What's wrong, J Rose? Come back.
Listen, J Rose, it's cool. I get it. You never want to give me credit for nothing or anything of all time.
Can I tell you what this motherfucker did the last podcast? The last time I was on, right? I was putting over all the people who were on the Nap Show. This motherfucker texted me and was like, wow, it's crazy that you never put me over. You went on the show!
No. I get it. Just frustrated and emotional over here.
conflict. How was
your bigger letdown to Indiana Pacers than play PG-13, all right? Just because you wouldn't mention me ever, all right?
You will pay for your crimes. One day you will pay for what you've done.
What's up, Roddy Daddy? What you doing? Who you got this weekend? Hey. Are you fighting?
No, sir. I am taking.
Stay away from Nap, you rat bastard. You leave Bankston alone.
What I want. All right. If Puff's there, I'm showing up.
Oh my God, Jay. Cole, you want to go to? You want to go to Beyond with me? Dude, come up to Buffalo and ride the Beyond with me, and let's just have a road trip.
Yeah. That's that's not a hard drive or nothing whatsoever.
No, it's like 8-9 hours, bro.
Yeah, it's fine.
Look, all you got to do is drive past.
I just wanted to say I appreciate the Applebee's, Kathleen. That is, I mean, a Buffalo Wild Wings would have been over the top. That would have been a little crazy. Home, but the 2-for-20 deals. Come on, come on.
I just finished my third shift.
I thought you were eating the apps there.
She's working.
No, that's her job. She just goes in and eats the apps.
I
take just talk about her like every day, 4 p.m. She walks in.
Like, oh, Kathleen's here. Bring out the apps.
She gets the pretzel stick.
Bring out the apps. Bring out the $1.
Do not ask her if she wants dinner or dessert. She will get
$1 Long Islands.
She goes right outside and does a promo right in front of the establishment to show everyone where she's at.
Okay. J Rose, where are we running outside of an Applebee's since we're such a great company?
Oh my God. You set me up with an Applebee's.
Do you see the shit I do? You see who I am the way I am? Okay.
I almost got us in that wrestling inside of a Buffalo Wild Wings, but whatever.
Before we continue, now that you're here, we need to catch you up on everything.
No, you don't. How you been, Mike?
Chris Hero, how do you feel about him?
He's as hot as it gets. He's type to drop you quick with a mafia kick.
Okay, I'll take it. Next, what is A, your favorite fast food place, and B, your go-to order at Taco Bell?
Okay, go-to order at Taco Bell is number one, regular, no lettuce, 3 cheese instead of cheddar cheese with a Pepsi to drink.
What is it? What is it? You can't just say number one.
Number one, which is three crunchy tacos.
Okay.
You can get them regular, which is beef and cheese, or you can get them supreme. So I get them regular with the beef and cheese option, but I get no lettuce.
No lettuce.
And instead of the cheddar, I want that 3 cheese blended that motherfucker.
I'm not judging. I just need you to know what I'll be going. He orders a why is your mic like that? He orders a Taco Bell taco. No lettuce, no sauce. So it's just tortilla,
three cheese blend.
Meat.
No, don't be. No. It's a hard shell.
Oh my
god. Don't be disrespectful.
Please do not. Your microphone. I'm gonna taco extra dry.
Bro, Kathleen.
This is the worst podcast episode.
It's the greatest of all time. No, this is me and Puff, my best friend.
Dude, we're here to rip and rock and roll. Me and Cole are gonna get some number ones at Taco Bell. He's gonna get a Pepsi. I'm gonna get a
no lettuce.
Hey, here's a real fact about your best friend here, Puff. I always fuck up his name. Maya, right?
Myung J.
I always fuck up his name. Myung J. Lee. Yeah. See,
Michael
yeah.
J. Lee.
I just texted him literally just now.
Here's not the real Riley thing. Fries, I hope. You put me, Puff, Mike, in front of a Taco Bell 12 pack in a competition. Oh. I'm putting it down before everybody. J-Rose serves up after two tacos, so we won't include him. He ain't built for that.
Look, that's because I have lettuce on mine, you dickhead. Of course I'm going to lose. You're missing out on ingredient.
I'm eating tacos the way God intended.
No lettuce, no tomato, no sauce?
Sinners never sleep, baby. I'm about that life.
What Shiloh's Taco Bell order is the real question. What
Shiloh? Have you ever watched the 1996 movie Shiloh about a beagle?
Favorite fast food place, Long John Silver's.
Oh my!
Long John
End this podcast Silver's? Right now.
Okay.
Long John
Kathleen, do not disrespect the crumbs.
Hey, hang on. Though. We
do not.
Wait. Time out. You said Long John Silver's?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I got to change my answer.
That's yours?
Long John Silver's. End this
podcast.
Hey, no, stop. Long John Silver's fan feels pretty hard, though, honestly.
I can't be here anymore.
I have to go back inside. Silvers,
bro. Oh my god. Thank you for watching. We'll see you all next week.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.